It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I'm so glad you're with us. Did you see that card that I brought in with me today? Do you know what this big word says? Before you learn to read, something like this is like a secret, isn't it? Well, on the other side of this big card is a picture of what this word says. It's a typewriter. 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 Have you ever seen a typewriter? You know, it's a machine that has little keys on it that you press down, and then it writes like type. Type, write. Writes like type. I have one in the kitchen. Show it to you, okay? Oh, there's picture, picture. Now can you read what this word is? Typewriter. That's right. Looks just like ours here. Typewriter. There's a picture of it. Okay, we've seen a picture. We've seen the word. Let's see the real one. Oh, but first the fish. You're not interested in typewriters, are you, fish? You're interested in food. But you're interested in things. That's why you learn. Now, here's the real typewriter. What do you see about this typewriter that's different from this one? What does this one have that the real one doesn't? A piece of paper, doesn't it? All right, we'll put a paper in it. There. Now, here are the keys to the typewriter, and each one has a different letter, or numbers. There are numbers up here and letters down here. Now, if you press this key down, this is a T, press it down, it makes this little key come up here. And then that presses against the typewriter ribbon and types something. We'll try it. See the T? It made a T. There. Now let's press enough of these keys down to write that word typewriter. There, the word typewriter. You know that one now, don't you? Looks just like this one. There's a sentence that uses all the letters of the alphabet. Sometimes you practice this sentence so you know where all your fingers go. It's this one. The quick brown fox jumps, it should be P-S, jumps over the lazy dog. I remember when I used to go to my dad's place where he worked, and some of the people there would let me try the typewriters. And I would find some of the different letters. I was just learning to read then, so I was very much interested in letters. I'd find the different letters and try typing. And later, when I learned a little better, I knew just where to put my fingers. Sometimes moms and dads use typewriters, either at home or at work. Do you know anybody who uses a typewriter? Do you? I used to think, oh boy, I'd like to be like my dad. And there were so many things that he could do so well. And my mother liked him so much. I'd like to be just like my dad. He's wise and he is kind. He knows just how to help me grow and does his work just fine. And mommy likes the things he does, the way he looks. And gee, I'd like to be just like my dad and have someone like me. I'd like to be just like my dad and have someone like me. And my sister used to tell me that, she said, you know, I'd like to be like my mother. Dad likes her so well. And she used to say, I'd like to be just like my mom. She's loving and she's bright. She knows just how to care for me and works to make things right. And Daddy likes the things she does, the way she looks. And gee, I'd like to be just like my mom and have someone like me. I'd like to be just like my mom and have someone like me. There's some people who can type very quickly. Put their fingers on just the right keys and make it go just perfectly. Just the way some people can run very quickly. Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember Picture Picture showing a film about Betty Everlyn making a bed very quickly? Let's ask it to do it, okay? It's a funny film. Mm-hmm. Now you know that word, don't you? Typewriter. Yes, we've been using the typewriter, Picture Picture.
But right now, please show us a funny, fast film about Betty Everlyn making a bed.
Picture Picture says, that's for you. Was that funny? Oh, only do that on film. Yes. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome, says Picture Picture. See how she was going? There's somebody at the door. Would you please look out the window to see who it is? Betty Everlyn herself. Well, come in.
Hi, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, we were just looking at a film about you.
Well, what film was it?
Should we surprise her and ask Picture Picture to show it again? Okay, come look.
I wonder what it is.
Well, we'll show you. Picture Picture, would you please show that film again? Like that?
Oh, it did. Oh, it was a funny film.
It is. It was for you, says Picture Picture.
Now, why don't we have some make-believe for us? Maybe we could pretend with a small can.
Won't you sit down? Hello? It's for you. Pretend.
Oh. Hello, Miss Polificate? They have?
What is it?
The king and queen have special guests at the castle.
Oh, could we pretend that we're with them?
Miss Polificate, may we come over? Miss Polificate says yes, and I'd like to. We haven't made believe for quite a while.
Yeah, well, what room in the castle?
What room, Miss Polificate? The M room.
M?
M.
What would M be for?
What would M be for, Miss Polificate? Music and much more.
Music and much more.
Yes.
Let's pretend that you're there with the king and queen, all right?
All right.
Would you pretend with us that Lady Aberlin is with the king and queen in the M room of the castle?
Mr. Rogers.
Yes?
May we say goodbye to Miss Polificate?
Oh, sure.
Miss Polificate, we'll be pretending now. Bye.
Let's count to 13.
All right.
Will you count to 13 with us? With the flashing light? Okay. Then we'll pretend we're in the M room. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13.
You haven't told anyone our secret, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, no, Uncle Friday. I promised I wouldn't.
Well, it's so hard to keep secrets, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Especially important secrets like yours, Aunt Sarah.
Well, music and much more help to pass the time. What do you have for us today, Lady Aberlin?
Do you see this M?
Yes. Do you see the M, Sarah?
Yes. For what is the M, dear?
This M stands for music and much more. Simply look through this M and you will hear and see something specially for royalty.
Today is a very special day. A very, very, very special day. A very, 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 very special day.
Today certainly is a special day.
Oh, I'm glad you find it so.
Will they draw and sing some more?
Oh, if it pleases your majesties.
Oh, they're perfectly wonderful. What a good likeness that was of you, Friday.
And one of you, Sarah. Perfectly lovely. Yes. And so what do we do now to hear them and see them again?
You look into the M again.
Sky said, I created man, but I don't remember why. Nothing but trouble since creation day. I'm gonna send a little water and a wash them all away. The Lord came down to look around a spell, and there was Mr. Noah behaving mighty well. And that is the reason the scriptures record that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry. The Lord says, Noah, there's gonna be a flood. There's gonna be some water and there's gonna be some mud. So take off your hat, Noah, take off your coat. Get Ham, Shem, and Japheth and build yourself a boat. Noah said, Lord, I don't believe I could. The Lord said, Noah, get some gopher wood. You never know what you can do till you try. Build it 50 cubits wide and 40 cubits high. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry. Noah said, there she is, there she is, Lord. The Lord said, Noah, it's time to get aboard. Take of each creature a he and a she. And of course, Mrs. Noah and the whole family. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dark. The Lord said, Noah, get my creatures on the ark. Noah said, Lord, it's beginning to pour. The Lord said, Noah, hurry up and shut the door. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry. The ark rose up on the bosom of the deep. And after 40 days, Mr. Noah took a peep. He said, we're not moving, Lord, where are we at? The Lord said, you're sitting right on Mount Ararat. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dry. The Lord said, Noah, see my rainbow in the sky. Take all my creatures and people the earth. But be sure you're not more trouble than you're worth. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he landed high and dry.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent.
Encore.
Encore.
Oh, I hope they do another one.
Turn, turn, turn. So many things to do. One thing and then another. Turn, turn, turn. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to reap. A time to cut, a time to heal. A time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down. A time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Excellent. You're sure, Lady Eberlyn, they don't know the secret?
Oh, what do you mean, Uncle Fred?
The final drawing.
Oh, no, I'm certain they don't know your secret. The final drawing was just part of the final song.
Oh, I see. Excellent. Yes. Well, I'd like to give our royal compliments now, please.
Oh, fine.
Artists, please come. How lovely. Mrs. Lipschutz, your drawings were particularly royal.
Thank you.
And we thank you for them. Mrs. Richmond, Dr. Richmond, how pleasant it was to have your music today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kubelik, with your large instrument, we thank you very much for
thank
your
you.
Music. And you, Mr. Davidson, thank you, sir.
Thank oh, it was such a pleasure to have you all with us.
I'd like you to come to the EC room, where we will give extra compliments. Come along, Lady Eberlyn, won't you lead us there? Thank you. Come along.
So they're all going to the EC room for extra compliments. They really make me want to sing.
Oh, yes, and Mrs. Lipschutz made me want to draw.
Have you been drawing?
All the time. And listening to the music?
Oh, that's doodling, isn't it?
It
with
is.
The letters. And it says, goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's the G holding growing things. And that looks like Daniel's clock.
Yes, it's time for me to go.
I see. And there's a bed in the B, that bed that you made so fast. And here's a typewriter right on top of the T. And a rainbow in the R.
Right.
Oh, I'm glad you draw.
I am too. Mm.
There's another.
They're both for you.
Well, that says goodbye. And there you are waving goodbye.
And there you are waving goodbye.
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 Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Glad you came by.
I am too. Goodbye.
Goodbye to you, Betty.
Thanks, Mr. Rogers.
Come back. Some people draw their letters. Some people draw pictures. Some people type their letters. And some people write them. Mm-hmm. Here's the way some people write. Goodbye. Don't usually hold it up in the air, though. No. When you write on the table like that. That's my way.
right. Let's take our words. See you tomorrow, fish. Goodbye. Oh, picture says goodbye, too. Goodbye, picture. You can say your words. You can sing your words. Goodbye. Say goodbye. Goodbye. Now sing goodbye, okay? Goodbye. And you can read your word. And someday you'll be able to write your word. Mm-hmm. And when I say goodbye, I often think of another word. You know what that one is? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, because I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you, just you, till then I hope you're feeling happy. Till then I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you, yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. I hope you know that. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.